AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A memorial service ended a few minutes ago at a high school in Marietta, Georgia, where Lance Corporal Skip Wells, one of the four Marines killed at two military sites in Chattanooga, Tennessee, attended.
Skip was everything you wanted in a young man and a student. He was kind, friendly, hardworking, and caring. He was genuine, dedicated, intelligent, and he was funny.
There's a bipartisan effort underway in Congress to allow U.S. military personnel to carry firearms at certain facilities.
In the wake of the shootings at a military recruiting station and a reserve center, armed volunteers have begun standing guard outside recruiting offices in Tennessee and other states. Now a bill's been introduced in the House that calls on the Defense Department to allow military personnel who have received firearms training to carry military-issued firearms on base and at recruiting centers. They've been prohibited from doing that since 1992. Georgia Congressman Tom Graves says the nation's servicemen and women can no longer be defenseless against domestic terrorists. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
President Obama told the VFW convention in Pittsburgh, last week's shooting underscores the need to safeguard U.S. troops against terrorism.
We do know that Al-Qaeda and ISIL have encouraged attacks on American soil, including against our service members. And this threat of lone wolves and small cells is hard to detect.
AP correspondent Karen Laub reports from Amman Jordan, a lawyer for the family of the shooter, says the gunman's uncle has been taken into custody.
The lawyer says that the uncle has been in custody in Jordan since Friday. The lawyer says no charges have been filed, but that the uncle is being held in the headquarters of the Jordanian Intelligence Service.
This is AP Radio News. Actor and singer Theodore Bickel died of natural causes today in Los Angeles at the age of 91.
If I were a rich man, you'd be...
Theodore Bickel appeared more than 2,000 times on stage in Fiddler on the Roof, and he could sing in 21 languages. He originated the role of Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music on Broadway. Over his career, he played a Scottish police officer, a Russian submarine captain, a Dutch sea captain, a Jewish refugee, and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. He made more than 20 albums and co-founded the Newport Folk Festival in 1959. Bickel also was a political activist who supported Jewish causes. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Tom Moore, the cartoonist who brought to life the escapades of Archie, a freckle-faced, red-haired character, has died in Texas at the age of 86. Moore chose not to undergo treatment when he was diagnosed with throat cancer within the past week. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.